You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is Tech Sector, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. Today's episode will be hosted by RJ Ayush. Ayush is a RJ with Fever FM and hosts his own tech show called Tech Panti. Over to you, Ayush.
Thanks, Prasad. This is a special episode brought to you by NASSCOM. Did you know that the world of work is rapidly changing due to automation? By 2030, it is estimated that up to 800 million jobs worldwide could be automated. Automation has advanced significantly over the years, from simply streamlining manual work and reducing costs to now including improving customer engagement, delivering personalized services, and driving business efficiencies. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Harish Bharadwaj, Vice President of Service Delivery and Operations for India and UAE. Harish is an expert in intelligent automation and has extensive experience in implementing automation solutions for several global organizations. So let's welcome Harish to our podcast. Hi, Harish. How are you?
Hello, Ayush. Good afternoon.
Harish, I would want to start with the basic questions. Like, what is intelligent automation and how is it changing the way businesses are operating? And is it impacting the customer experience, engagement and growth?
Yes, absolutely. So intelligent automation is using of advanced technologies such as artificial intelligence, machine learning, robotic process automation, and is transforming the way the business operates and interacts with the customer. It is impacting the customer engagement and growth by multiple facets: streamlining the processes, personalizing the experiences, improving the customer services, and increasing the efficiency and reducing the cost. Let me be a little more specific about it. When we say streamlining the processes, these automations help us streamline complex business processes, reducing the manual effort, enhancing the process efficiency. This results in a faster response time, increased productivity, and improved quality of service for the customer, which in turn has a positive impact on the experience and engagement. AI-powered tools can help analyze customer data to identify patterns and preferences, which enables businesses to offer personalized experience to the customer. This level of customization helps enhance the engagement and build loyalty, and eventually the customer growth. With the help of the AI-powered chatbots and voice bots and virtual assistants, businesses can now offer a 24/7 customer service, which enhances the engagement and satisfaction. These bots can handle routine queries and freeing up a lot of human time to deal with more complex issues and enhancing the end customer service. Last but not the least, with all this automation, what happens is the human intervention goes down and we are able to increase our efficiency and reduce the cost, and in turn helps us with a better customer-centric initiatives which can help drive growth. Overall, intelligent automation is bringing a paradigm shift in the way business operates and interacts with the customers. It impacts on the engagement and growth in significant ways, and businesses can adopt these emerging technologies and reap the benefits in the long run.
It is something that now people have started noticing, that you don't need to have a customer service center where you've already had 800 people working and giving out solutions to that. You can have a chatbot who knows what the question is going to be and then can take up this issue to the higher management where it can be solved. So my question to you is that these chatbots, now people have started to see the impact in the regular world.
Absolutely. And my answer to that would be, chatbots cannot replace humans completely. They do the initial work. So for all the simple queries, all the mundane queries, which you can easily find on a website, which you can easily find in the FAQ documents, And rather than customer going and finding out those solutions by themselves, chatbot can help answer some of those queries. Some of the queries for which the answer is easily available in the customer database with the organizations, those can be given. The complex part where you have to do calculations, where you have to customize the response, that is where the human intervention is required. So the initial 20 to 25% of queries can be handled by the chatbot. And if at a certain stage, bot realizes that it needs a human intervention, from there on you pass that query to the human in that case.
Fantastic. And this leads me to my next question. There's one area where automation has made significant progress, and that is conversational AI. Can you share your thoughts on how chatbots are transforming the customer experience and what impact this has on businesses?
Absolutely. You go to any website today and you'll find a chatbot there. Somebody would call them Leela, somebody would call them Riva. There are different names, but most of the customer experience websites would have a chat. Yesterday only I was looking at IRCTC and I found a chatbot there. So every organization is deploying those chatbots. In the current digital environment, where customer does not want to stand in IVR queues when making a phone call and are looking for instant responses, chatbots are the blessings. They help us, you know, automate a wide range of tasks by answering some of those routine queries, at times processing some of the orders and handling payment issues as well. One of the key advantages of chatbot is they can provide the 24/7 instant responses. They can help customer at any point of time, at the choice of customer, within or outside the business hours. It further helps handle a large volume of queries simultaneously. So you don't have to deploy so many people to do that. Another benefit of a chatbot is there is the ability to personalize the interaction. As I mentioned earlier, machine learning algorithms can help chatbot recognize patterns and understand customer behavior. This enables them to tailor the response to an individual customer based on the previous interaction, the preferences, and create a more personalized experience for the end customer. Overall, the impact of chatbot on a business can be really significant. By improving the customer experience, chatbot can help companies build stronger customer relationship and thereby increasing the satisfaction as well.
You did touch upon personalization as a point, and it has become increasingly important for businesses to differentiate themselves from competitors. Can you discuss how automation can help organizations personalize customer experiences and deliver one-to-one services at scale?
Every moment of ours is data set is getting generated somewhere, whether through our phones, whether through our locations, whether through using any technology, any website or whatever. So we're creating tons of data every moment. Automation can help organization personalize this customer experience by leveraging this huge amount of data set that we are sitting on, by automating some of the repetitive tasks, by offering customization and using marketing automation techniques to provide personalized marketing campaigns. Automation and use of data can identify customer preference, the needs, the buying behaviors, analyze all this data and all the interaction that we had in the past. This information can help organization to give a right recommendation to the customer. Let me take an example. I go on a certain website to purchase a travel. Looking at my past history, what kind of vacations do I go for? What kind of budgets do I look for? If my data can be analyzed, a more customized and a personalized recommendation can pop over on my screen that, look, you've been taking a certain type of holidays. This is what we're recommending, and this sits in your budget. So the interaction time goes down significantly. My experience becomes very, very better. And my ability and my confidence on that particular organization goes much higher. And I'll become a repetitive customer to that organization.
True. Also, then you don't need to, you know, put an extra effort of converting a sale. You know, it's already done. You don't need a sales manager. An AI knows that this is how this person is thinking, then this is how he has behaved, and then predict what the next step will be. This leads me to my next question. Now, Context, you know, it is very critical in automation, but it is often overlooked. Can you talk about the role of context in automation and how organizations can leverage it to improve business efficiencies and the bottom line?
Context is very important in everything, in every aspect of life, and so is automation. It impacts the effectiveness, the efficiency of the automated process. If the context is set right, then the end product would be right. To properly leverage context, organization must deeply understand the customers first. What are the needs of the customer? What are the behaviors at various touch points throughout the customer journey? One way context can be leveraged in automation is by using the machine learning algorithms that analyze the truth set of data and to identify patterns and trends that we've been sitting on. This can help business predict customer behavior, anticipate their needs, and allowing them to proactively deliver personalized experience and offers. Context can also improve business efficiency by automating some of the processes that are based on specific triggers. For example, if a customer goes into an e-commerce website, is in their shopping cart, is looking at various products, and at the last minute moves out, automated mail or chat can be triggered, offering a customer a more lucrative offer, thereby converting that failed sale into an actual sale. Ultimately, by leveraging context and automation, we can streamline the processes, deliver more personalized experience, overall, you know, improve the overall efficiency. And eventually, it's a business. So we have to increase the revenue and grow the business. That is what the right context setting would do. Every touch point of our daily life is touched through automation one way or the other. From the time we get up, those alarms that we, those are customized. True. At times your phone throws a time that it'll take you 40 minutes now and gives you normally that trigger by the time you're leaving office every day. So your office leaving patterns are identified and the traffic condition messages are sent to you automated. And I mean, some of these services are coming free to us and we're not realizing, but a lot of this automation is actually touching us in multiple times every day.
Exactly. Now, as businesses move towards automating more aspects of their operations, it's essential to have a cohesive automated fabric that delivers seamless customer experiences. How can organizations build this fabric and what are some of the best practices for doing so?
Oh, it's very, very important. Building a cohesive automation framework requires a holistic approach that considers all aspects of customer experience. This includes analyzing the existing processes, identifying areas that can be automated, how we can improve the efficiencies, how we can improve the deliver better experience. Some of the best practices for building a cohesive automatic fabric, which needs to be considered is, first and foremost, you have your organization on board. It needs to have sponsorship from the top C-suite level executive in the organization that we want to automate. Second, we need to have a very clear strategy. Third, very important, we need to understand the customer. Once you've done all this, picking up the right technology, there are various tools available. Some you can build, some you can purchase off the shelf, but picking up the right technology is very important that works for your product and your customers. Once you've developed the product, it is absolutely important to invest in training and development. Training of your staff that's going to use those technologies and develop continuous development of that product because your customers' buying behaviors continue to change. A constant monitoring on this entire fabric needs to be there. This needs to be tested very regularly to deliver the right experience that you intend to. Every few months, technologies have started to become obsolete. What can we pick? Buying behaviors changes. Geopolitical situation changes the way we want to accept and buy a product. So that needs to have a constant monitoring in the system. Now, consistency is very, very important. Once you automate, it needs to get repeated numerous number of times. We need to have a consistency in our approach. When you're building this entire technology, the personalization aspect cannot be forgotten. We've discussed over many, many minutes now, how personalization is most important in this entire fabric structure. Last but not the least, collaboration within various departments is much required. It's not only the one who's building the technology, but the marketing function, but the delivery functions, the customer service function, the operation function. All the department needs to collaborate very well in a synchronized way to deliver the right output to the customer.
True. Key question that I had in mind is that, you know, attrition or retaining employees, it is a critical issue for businesses, particularly in the current climate of the great resignation that now people are, you know, following passion and they've got so many ideas in them. So retention is something very important. So can you discuss how automation can help organizations retain employees by providing more meaningful work?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll actually take a dig at that question first. Great resignation was a thing of 2022 start, and 2023 is very different. So every 6 to 8 months, markets across the world are behaving very differently. So what was a great resignation in early 2022 is completely different than what we are seeing today. People are more risk averse now, with all the tech meltdown that we are seeing across the world. So I don't think tech, the great resignation wave is still on. That's my personal opinion. But having said that, retention of employees is paramount to any organization. In any business, a certain portion of cost goes into labor management. And that's why it's very important to retain, not only from a cost perspective, but in order to, you know, provide a consistent good customer service, you need to have people who are able to, who knows the product, who knows what they are doing. So few things that I think automation can play a role is, first is eliminating any mundane or repetitive tasks. We need to just move them to bots, move them to, you know, voice or chatbot or any other optimization techniques, and let humans do only the stuff that they find more meaningful, which brings in the creativity. They are enjoying that job. They are more engaged. That's, we have to reduce the boredom. Second, we have to enhance the training and development opportunities, not only for the product that our organization is manufacturing, but the overall learning opportunities for our staff. So by automating some of the tools that we have, we can improve the training and development opportunities. Improving work-life balance. There are many apps available in the market, but doing the automation at our organization, at our own level, we provide employees opportunity to spend a little more time towards life rather than only work. By putting automation in our organization, what we can do is we can provide opportunity to our staff to be more innovative. Automation can free up resources that can be diverted towards innovation and experimentation. Organization can explore new products, services, business models, leading to more opportunities for the existing staff to be more creative and entrepreneurial. In addition, I would say automation can help create more collaborative and inclusive workplace by breaking down the silos and enabling employees from different departments and locations to work together and more effectively. This can also help foster a sense of community and belongingness among the employees, which is very critical in nowadays to retain any of the top talent and also building a strong organizational culture. People are looking for purpose. Earlier, we as an organization used to recruit people. Now, the person who's getting recruited also chooses the organization where they want to work on. So automation will definitely play a long role in that.
A lot of people are now wondering that with, you know, the advancement in AI, all of this manual labor will not be necessary, or human intervention will not be necessary. But in one of the previous questions, you did say that human intervention is needed. But how long do you think in future that this time is definitely to come, right?
I don't think so. It's just that we'll be doing something different. We'll not be doing stuff that can be automated. I remember way back in early 90s, I went to a bank and computers were getting set up in that bank. I, along with my parents, went there. And people were really openly talking about in early 90s that bringing computers in India would take away jobs of so many. And banks were more nationalized back then. So there was a clear apprehension in people's mind that with these computers coming in, our jobs are at stake. Mm. Now, fast forward 30 years. Have we lost jobs or have we created more? I think what was the banking sector in 90s is maybe 4 to 5x of what it was back then, what it is today. So I don't think, my personal opinion, we'll not lose jobs. We would definitely see a shift in what we are doing. What we are doing today, looking at a CRM, providing a response, a very simple response to a customer, maybe that will be done by bots. What we'll be doing is, we'll probably be helping customer evaluate what they really need. We'll partner with the customers in their what they really want to do, rather than providing them. So the job roles would change, definitely, to a bit, but it'll actually create more opportunities.
Fantastic. We're still, we have this, we're looking into the future. How do you see the future of work evolving with automation? And what advice would you give to organizations looking to stay ahead of the curve and leverage automation success?
Honestly, every day technology is changing. Every day there is a new organization that comes up and goes and say, you know what, I built this product. Every evening you browse through, there'll be two more AI products that are available in the market. We used to take days in making a single presentation. There is a AI tool available which can help you make and customize presentation within 15 minutes. So it's changing very, very fast. Do we need to stay ahead of the curve? Answer yes. As this technology advances and becomes more sophisticated, we can expect to see more and more tasks getting automated, from a routine administrative to complex decision-making processes. What organizations should do is to prioritize investing in latest automation technologies and tools to stay ahead of this curve for the long-term success. This can include everything from ML, as you call machine learning, and natural language processing to robotics, automation, chatbots. It is also important for organizations to develop a comprehensive automation strategy that considers the unique need and priorities of the business. This may involve thoroughly analyzing existing workflows, processes, identifying areas where automation can add value and improve efficiency, and selecting the most appropriate technology and tools for the job. At the same time, I'd say organization needs to ensure that they are investing in development and upskilling of their employees. Although automation can help streamline processes and eliminate mundane tasks, human expertise and insight will always be necessary to make critical decisions and drive that innovation. By empowering employees with the knowledge and skills that they need to succeed in an increasingly automated workspace, organization can ensure they are well equipped to adapt and thrive in the years ahead. So future is very bright. We need to be ahead of the curve, definitely. But there is an opportunity all of this.
Fantastic. As I quote in this podcast that, you know, AI is not going to take over humans. It's just that people who know AI are going to take over. So Harish, we are seeing a lot of youngsters, pretty young in age, you know, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, completing their coding studies. And then they look forward to a career in automation, in AI, in generative AI, in conversational AI. They want to change the world. And this is what the young generation does. Like from your experience, if you could, share a few words to guide this young generation to how to perceive their future, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are two aspects to this. One is the people who want to use this technology once this is developed. And second are the developers. So we need two types of people and two sets of individuals that needs to get prepared or skilled, as they say, for future. The ones who are generating it, within India, we produce 2.5 million engineers every year. So a very huge infrastructure. I'm talking the ones who are graduating out of engineering. Then there are, on top of that, there are many courses that are available in the market beyond your regular graduation, which can help you prepare to get into this field. Second set of individuals is the one who are going to use these technologies. For them, the organizations that develop these automations and these tools, and then they deploy, that is where the training and development function needs to bring in. You can be a normal graduate, you can be a normal, whatever you're doing today, you could be doing that. Just that you need to get trained and coached so that you can acquire that skill to use those automation tools. These are the two aspects that we probably need to solve for future.
So really glad, Harish, that you could spend time with us and guide all the future generation and the current generation in the emerging market of automation. Thank you so much once again for your time.
Thank you, Harish. It was really nice talking to you.
And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.